Good afternoon, everyone. This is Ruth Mitchell, editor of The Wholesaler Magazine, coming to you from Chicago in our latest edition of our podcast called Off the Cuff, where we connect with CEOs of companies in our industry to talk about the current times that we find ourselves in. Today, I'm excited to bring to you Jens Bolayer, who is vice president and general manager at Emacs, a manufacturer of tankless water heaters and solutions provider for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. The company recently celebrated its 30th anniversary, and as an essential business, its leadership team is committed to taking the steps to mitigate risks to its employees, their families, and its customers while maintaining as much of a professional and composed atmosphere as possible. With that, Jens, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Ruth. Glad to be on.
Well, you know, Jens, let's just jump right into it. You know, the reason why for the call and the podcast is to talk about what's going on. Let's start with the beginning of 2020. What was business like when we started the new year for you?
Wow. Yeah. After the past few weeks, the beginning of the year seems like a very, very long time ago. But our outlook for the year was very, very positive. We saw strength in all areas of our business. We saw double-digit growth year over year in residential as well as in the commercial and safety product segments. And then, of course, our point-of-use water heaters that support the hand-washing application also showed strength. However, now with commercial jobs in many cities being affected by the stay-at-home orders, we've seen a little shift in our mix with a much heavier focus on the hand-washing segment.
So relatively speaking, in the beginning of the year, you were looking at a pretty good year, and then COVID-19 hit, correct?
Absolutely.
So tell me this, what is the manufacturing process like right now? Are you still continuing as before, or has there been an increase or a reduction or a refocus in manufacturing?
Yeah, our manufacturing operation is open and we're operating the way we would without COVID-19. Our capacity remains unchanged, and our manufacturing team is continuing to meet our order promise date. We've seen a slight increase in requests for our hand washing products, and a slight decrease in the requests for the larger commercial units. But other than that, business is still pretty strong.
So, how are you supporting your workforce at this point in time, Jens?
Well, just like all of America, the pandemic is obviously affecting all of us here at Emacs. And in order to protect those who are essential to keeping our manufacturing operation running, we implemented social distancing protocols, which means those who can perform their job remotely are working from home. In the manufacturing plant, we've redesigned the production lines to ensure a 6-foot distance between workers. We've restricted access to the facility to visitors very early on in the process, and we've obviously changed our travel policy. Furthermore, we're exceeding guidelines for regular cleaning and sanitation. We've provided masks and gloves to all of our employees, and you know, promoting regular cleaning of workstations throughout the day and promoting hand washing. I got to say, our products are obviously already installed at all the water outlets in our facility, which promotes hand washing for 20 seconds, hot water for cleaning and for sanitation. Just recently, we've added temperature checks at the start of the shift, and we're going to continue to look at what else we can do to provide a safe work environment for all.
Jens, let me ask you, did the company have a business continuity plan? And if so, are you sticking with it or have you had to adjust along the way?
Yeah, so this COVID-19 situation is obviously very fluid. Every news cycle, we learn more, and then the outlook can change very rapidly again. I can assure you that we have plans in place to react quickly if any part of the business is affected, whether during this pandemic or any other time. Preparation is key, and we have a contingency plan in place to stay committed to serving our customers.
Well, I know that what you're talking about customers here, and that's a perfect jumping off point. I know in the beginning of the year, we're typically at buying group meetings and trade shows, and there's a lot of activity where folks are meeting face to face with their customers. COVID hit in the beginning of March, and all travel is shut down, as of all meetings. How are you and the company servicing your customers? How have you changed it? How have you adapted? Let's talk about that.
So, I mean, it's very different today, obviously, than it was in the past. You know, I can tell you that servicing those who are at the front lines of the exposure is what we're prioritizing, and that means for us the jobs that are healthcare-related are expedited through our manufacturing process.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, all of us are working from home. Our sales team is not visiting any of our customers, which means we can put an even greater focus on online training. But I can tell you, we can't wait to welcome customers back in our innovation learning centers when the time is right and when we're past this crisis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's the biggest problem that your company is dealing with right now? As an example, I know in the beginning when this started, folks were scrambling for laptops and computers for their employees to be able to have them work remote. Right now, what's the biggest issue that you're dealing with?
Yeah, so laptops and technology wasn't the issue at Emacs. Yeah, we've got a great support team over at Ream, and actually Emacs was ahead of the curve when it came to working from home. We started probably 3-4 days before the rest of Dream and probably before the rest of the nation. But I'd say the biggest issue that we're dealing with today is probably time management. Time management is key with everything going on around us. One can easily get overwhelmed. On top of the quote-unquote normal business, we're faced with additional responsibilities like crisis management. And on top of that, you're obviously trying to stay up to date with the news. But my advice would be try not to get too consumed by the news, by the frequently changing updates and the media reports. Tune out the noise, focus on what's most important, and most importantly, take a mental health break whenever you need one.
Oh, I like that. Those are very wise words, that's for sure. You know, I always say that in every cloud, there is a silver lining. Is your company involved in any projects? And I have to imagine that you are, such as helping with mobile hospitals. I heard you mention that before.
Yeah, I mean, hand washing is a key action anyone can take to fight the spread of the virus. Our electric tankless water heaters obviously promote hygiene by providing, you know, warm water at a hand washing station, but our products are also deployed in sanitation and safety application. We've received many requests for hand washing products, specifically for field hospitals, such as what was built at the Javits Center in New York or McCormick Place in Chicago, just to name a few. Beyond providing our products, Ream's engaged in the Heart of Comfort Initiative, which is a global program that not only supports but also strengthens the communities that we live in. And so Emacs is representing Ream by partnering with local hospitals and shelters in Waterbury, Connecticut, and surrounding areas. And we're showing our community the role that water heating can play in creating a safe, clean, healthy, and enjoyable environment.
Well, that's fantastic. Absolutely. That's what's going to get us through this pandemic and get everybody, you know, onto the other side of it. I was going to ask you if you could, you know, my last question, how do you remain productive in your new environment? And I liked how you said time management and stay focused. Do you have anything else to add to that?
Yeah, I think just in general, I'm very proud of what the Emacs team has done, right? We're an essential business and we take our role very seriously in keeping our employees safe and doing whatever we can do to keep our business open is going to be our top priority. This is a very stressful time for all of us, whether you're going to work every morning to go to the plant and manufacture products or whether you're at home adjusting to working in a new environment. I can tell you that we've put an emphasis on communication and transparency and that we're providing our employees with updates very, very frequently. And I'm just so proud of the entire team for the commitment, for the focus on the task at hand and for the collaboration and teamwork that's going to get us through this, right? We're all in this together. We've built a great foundation of trust in our culture, and not only by bringing in the right type of people, but also by working really hard on building this foundation of trust. And that's what allows us to share responsibilities in days like today and really rely on other people to getting the job done. And you know, so my tip is trust your employees like we at Emacs do, and we're going to get through this together.
Well, Jens, I love that. Foundation of trust speaks volumes in so many different ways. And I thank you for taking the time today to speak with us about what's happening with you and with the company and how the company is helping out in this great essential industry that we're in. So thank you very much, Jens. I appreciate your time and we'll see you down the road.
Yeah, Ruth, I also want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. I believe that you and the trade media play a very important role during this time. The industry, the country, we all need to hear what this industry is doing because we are taking action. We're helping the fight against this pandemic. And with great resolve, we make sure that the safety of all of our workers is upheld and that we can support those who need our products. And so I thank you for doing your part in sharing our story.
Well, I appreciate that. We appreciate that in any time. Absolutely. All right, Jens, I'll see you down the road here soon.
All right. Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you. Take care.